This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN Security Council on Thursday called on Sudan's new military rulers to restore the civilian-led government that they toppled this week. The council unanimously passed a statement that expressed, quote, serious concern about the coup earlier this week in the poverty-stricken African nation, which has enjoyed only rare periods of democracy since gaining independence in 1956. The council called for the immediate release of all those detained by the military authorities and urged, quote, all stakeholders to engage in dialogue without preconditions. The British drafted statement is the product of talks among council members and was watered down under pressure from Russia. The statement expresses concern over the, quote, suspension of some transitional institutions, the declaration of a state of emergency, and the detention of Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok. He was taken Monday by the military and is now under guard at his home, where he was moved after an international outcry, but other ministers remain under full military arrest. Poland's justice minister said Thursday the European Union member should not pay any of the total 1.8 million daily fines the EU's top court imposed for Warsaw ignoring its injunctions on changes to the judiciary and operation of a mine. He called the European Court of Justice injunctions lawless. Poland insists the court has no authority over its justice system and has been ignoring its rulings. On Wednesday, the court fined Poland $1.2 million a day to prevent what it called, quote, serious and irreparable harm to the EU's legal order. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Thursday the European Union will launch a project with South Africa at the upcoming COP26 climate summit to speed up the country's exit from coal. She says the United States, Britain, Germany, and France will also be involved. The initiative is set to be launched at the UN's 26th climate summit starting this weekend through November 12th in Glasgow, Scotland. Coal is the most polluting fossil fuel, and phasing it out quickly is seen as crucial if the world is to meet the Paris Agreement's target to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, which scientists say could avert the most catastrophic impacts of climate change. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on all rich countries to stop burning coal by 2030 and for poorer countries to do so by 2040. African health officials and the United Nations warned on Thursday of a looming shortage of more than 2 billion syringes for mainly low and middle income countries around the world as the supply of COVID-19 doses rises, and it says routine vaccinations could also be affected. The UN's Children's Agency says the shortfall would affect up to 2.2 billion auto-disposable syringes that lock automatically to prevent them from being used again. It blamed what it called significantly higher demand, supply chain disruptions, national bans on syringe exports, and an unpredictable supply of vaccines. The threatened shortage comes as the flow of COVID-19 vaccine doses increases after months of delays to the African continent, the world's least protected region, with less than 6% of its population of 1.3 billion people fully vaccinated. Just 5 of Africa's 54 countries are expected to reach the target of fully vaccinated 40% of their population by year's end. And a new report on Thursday showed the flow of immigrants to developed countries fell at its fastest pace ever at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic last year. Some 3.7 million people immigrated last year to the 38 leading developed and emerging economies that make up the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and it's at the lowest level since 2003, according to an annual report. It adds, quote, the COVID-19 crisis caused the sharpest drop on record in migration flows of more than 30%. The number of new immigrants in the United States, the top destination for migration, fell by 44%. As the country shut its borders to stem the spread of the virus, France saw new immigrant numbers fall by 21%. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.